Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We're extremely fortunate to have His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 24, and verse 18. Apologies. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Aditi Mataji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Mataji, over to you.
Hare Krishna. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhuji today in our midst. This is a brief introduction. The His Grace Ajay Govind Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in the year 2009. He took his first initiation in the year 2011 and Brahma initiation in the year 2012 from His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji with his wife, Kiritida Sundari Devi Dasi, and his son Ujjwala Nitai Dasi is currently residing in North Carolina. Prabhuji has a wonderful skill in photography, and he uses this in the services of deities and devotees by capturing the beautiful picture wherever he goes. He is a pujari dressing the deities at Radha Gokul Anandaji Temple, and also Prabhuji leads Bhakti Vriksha in Cary, North Carolina. Kirtida Sundari Mataji is one of the main coordinators of Bhakti Sangha and enlightens us in the mid-morning sessions. His son Ujjwala Nitai Prabhuji also takes up youth classes in Bhakti Sangha. They all set an example as a wonderful Vaishnava family. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, so much. Hare Krishna, Arvind Govind. I'm so sorry. Ajay Govind Prabhuji, Dharmas Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I've already seen, Mataji, well said about you. I've already seen your skills when you were here in Dallas. So very excited to see you here today. But without further ado, I will request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, everyone, for nicely introducing me and sharing the details of my family. My wife, Kirtida Sundari Dasi, my son, Ujjwala Sanandas. So thank you so much. It's all the love and devotion of all the Vaishnavas who have nurtured us, and mercy of our Guru Maharaj that we are here, what we are here for. Mataji, do I have the permission to share my screen and start the session?
Yes, Prabhu.
Sure, Prabhu.
So I'm sharing a PowerPoint presentation. I hope you're able to see the main screen, which is the screen for the class today. At this point in time, I'll seek the permission of all the senior Vaishnavas here to allow me to take this service for my own purification. So kindly bless me that the correct speech comes out with the right intention and the right message is delivered, which is the intention of this conference call. Bhakti Sangha is doing a great job in nurturing many devotees and giving opportunities to people like me to grow and, you know, read Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you so much for that. And if permission is there, I can go ahead and start. So we'll start with the invocation prayers. And you can also recite along with you. Om Ajnana Timrandhasya Jnananjan Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Udapad Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadhuvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaguna Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरं यत्कृपातं हं वंदे परमानंदे माधवं नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तरं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जया मुदीरये अष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाद उत्तरेश्वर भट्टाचार्य स्वामी नामिने नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाद उत्तरेश्वर भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि पूजानि निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाश्चात आदेश तारिणि Thank you so much, everybody, again, for giving me this opportunity for my own purification. This is just like when we are students and we are giving a, when we are taking a course, teachers would invite the students for their exam where the student would be, you know, presenting the subject matter to the teachers for their own purification, learning, corrections. And that's what I'm going to do today. The verse we were reading about today, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, says Mukham is a person who cannot speak. It doesn't define the reason for speaking, not speaking, whether the person doesn't have the capability because the person is, you know, a dumb person. Dumb could be by speech or dumb could be by mind. So either way, the person who is not able to speak by the mercy of Krishna becomes an eloquent speaker. So I'm making an attempt to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm not an eloquent speaker, but making a purification here. Also, if we see the word by word translation and the translation given below, the line "the Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchidananda Vigraha, the transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity" is not there in any of the words, Sanskrit words here. So, other words are defined: Paramananda is transcendentally blissful, Madhavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is already there, that I offer my respectful obeisances onto him who turns the dumb into an eloquent speaker and enables a lame to cross mountains. Such a mercy is the mercy of the Lord. So there are times when justify the meaning or explanation or to set the context, there is addition to what is done to the verse or to the purport. And we'll do the same when we are reciting the today's class. So today we are taking Srimad Bhagavatam 5.24.18. This verse is in a form of a prose. It doesn't have a melody or a tune. I'll try to recite. Before that, I'll thank to Hari Parshad Prabhu, his guest Hari Parshad Prabhu, who in his visit here instructed that whenever we should be presenting a class on a Srimad Bhagavatam or speaking from the scriptures, we should be supporting it with the evidences from the scripture so that it is very clear message and the right message is given. And I have, with his due permissions and blessing, made an attempt to do the same. So please forgive me if I am doing mistakes, because I am a person who is just learning the things. Thank you so much for your support. So this verse is in the form of a prose. Tato dhastat sutale udar sarvaha punya shloka विरोचनात्मतो बलिर भगवता महेंद्रस्य प्रियं चिकिरस्मात्मनेन्द्रनादितर लब्धोकया लब्धाकया भूत्वावतु वामनारूपेण प्राक्षिप्तः लोकात्रयो भगवत अनुकंपया एवा पुनः प्रवेशितः इन्द्रस्वः अविद्यामान्या सुसामृद्धया शिर्याभिजूषः स्वः धर्मे नारा धाम्न्यास तम एवा भगवान तम आराध्यान्यम अबकते साध्व अस्ते धूनपि. The word for word translation is given here, which is talking about beneath the planet known as Vitala, there is another planet. The name of that planet is given as Sutala, and where a very great, celebrated, pious, advanced spiritual personality who is the son of Virochan, Bali Maharaj, is there. And by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was supporting Indra for his welfare, had come as a son of Aditi and Kashyap Muni in the form of a Brahmachari, Vaman Rupena. Vaman is a dwarf form, and he came as a Brahmachari. to support Indra, and he went to Bali Maharaj with an intention to acquire the entire three worlds. And by his causeless mercy, while he had conquered the entire world, including Bali Maharaj as well, he had also given his mercy to Bali Maharaj. So if we see the purport of this verse, which is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Below the planet Vital is another planet known as a Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Vilochan, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heavens, Lord Vishnu appeared in a form of dwarf Brahmachari as a son of Aditi and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land but taking all the three worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord turned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. So here in the verse, we have seen Punya Shloka, very, very pious and advanced spiritual conscious, is being used for Bali Maharaj as an adjective to define his properties. He is son of Virochan, which is he has acquired by birth, but being a pious and an advanced spiritual devotee is by choice. And that is the reason, one reason which has been defining him as a Punya Shloka. We'll talk about this in a detail in a while. So before that, the purport by Srila Prabhupada, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttam Shloka, because before we glorify the devotees of Lord, we glorify the Lord himself as well, who is worshipped by the best selected Sanskrit verse, and his devotees such as Bali Maharaj are also worshipped by Punya Shloka, verse that increases one's piety. Bali Maharaj offered everything to the Lord, his wealth, his kingdom, and his own body. Sarvatmana Nivedanaha Bali. The Lord appeared before Bali Maharaj as a beggar, Brahman beggar, and Bali Maharaj gave him everything he had. However, Bali Maharaj did not become poor. By donating all his possessions to Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became a successful devotee and got everything back, again with the blessings of Lord. Similarly, those who give contribution to expand the activities of Krishna conscious movement and to accomplish its objective will never be losers. They will get their wealth back with the blessings of Lord Krishna. On the other side, those who collect contributions on behalf of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should be very careful not to use even a farthing of collection for any purpose other than the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the picture of the Golok Vrindavan in the material and the spiritual world. Will not go to much details. For reference, we are talking about Golok Vrindavan is here, and all this is the spiritual world where all the spiritual other heavenly planets and spiritual realms are there. This portion is Brahma Jyoti, and here is the Karnodakshai Ocean, which is the material world. Karnodakshai Vishnu is here. Many universes are coming out of his pores. One of the universes where we are residing, and Garbhodakshai Vishnu is here, and Shirodakshai Vishnu is here. In this whole universe, or the spiritual and the material world, this is the portion where Sutala is there, and this we can see in one universe how Brahmaji is coming out of the navel of the lotus flower from Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and he is chanting, and the mantra which is taking us back to Godhead. And here is the planet of Sutala. So these are the lower planetary systems, higher planetary systems above the planet Earth, Bhuvarloka, and lower planetary system, which are the gross planetary systems. So this is the location of Sutala, where Bali Maharaj is residing. So we'll move further on Uttam Shloka, how the Uttam Shloka is defined. Iham idham hi pumsam tapasya shrutyavaha shivastasya shrutyavaha tasya cha buddhi tato ya avichyato ratha kavirbhi nirupato yat uttam shloka gunanu varnanam. So gunanu varnanam is the description of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, And he is defined as Uttam Shloka, the Lord who is described by the choice of poetry, by selected verses. And who has confirmed this? This has been recognized by the learned persons. Kavi Bhi, they have all done it. So the learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of the hymns and charity, culminates in transcendental description of the Lord. Any activity which we are doing, if it does not contribute our interests towards the transcendental description of the Lord or attraction, then that is rejected. And such activities are defining the Lord, and that is why Lord is called as the Uttama Shloka. Uttama means the best, the top, and Shloka is the shlokas which we are reciting or speaking. Sorry. So Uttam Shloka here is defined as that all his devotees of Lord worship him in that way by chosen words, and therefore the Lord is known as Uttam Shloka. No amount of chosen word is sufficient to enumerate the Lord's glory, and yet he is satisfied by such prayers as the father is satisfied even by the broken linguistic attempts of the growing child. The child may not be able to speak well, but the father accepts that speech and relishes the conversation with the child. This is given in purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 8th chapter, 44th verse, and then from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 8th chapter, 6th verse, purport, this is defined that Lord is sometimes addressed as Uttam Shloka, which means one who is worshipped and with the selected words of devotees. So that's the definition of Uttam Shloka. The definition of Punya Shloka is defined here, who are the devotees of Lord. This is again a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya. Actually, this verse is from Padyavali and Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, but is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita also in the Madhya Lila, 22nd chapter, 136 verse, which says that Shri Vishnu Shravane Parikshite Abhavata Vaishya Sakhat Kirtane Prahalatsmane Tadangri Bhajane Lakshmi Prithu Pujane Akrustav Abhivanandane Kapipatir Dasya Tata Sakhirjana Sarva Swatmana Nivedana Balir Abhukt Krishnaptir Eshampara. So these are the nine personalities who are dedicating totally towards the nine activities of the devotional service. So towards the Lord Vishnu, Shravane, in hearing Parikshit Maharaj, how he was continuously hearing the Bhagavatam during the end of his life. And Sukhdev Goswami, who was reciting or doing the Kirtan of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, who was always remembering Lord Vishnu, the lotus feet. And Bhajane, that is serving the Lord, is the goddess of fortune, who is Lakshmi. Prithu Maharaj for worshipping, and Akrur for the prayers offered to the Lord. Hanumanji and Vrajangali is Kapipati, who is in the service of the Lord in the form of when Lord appears as Lord Ramchandra, and Arjun as the dearmost friend to the Lord. Bali Maharaj is the one who had offered him completely in the service of the Supreme Lord, and Amrish Maharaj is the one who is the epitome of all, who has done all of these processes in one. So this is from Padyavali or Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Maharaj Parikshit attained the highest perfection, shelter at the Lord Krishna's lotus feet simply by hearing the Lord Vishnu. Sukhdev Goswami attained the perfection by reciting the Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection by remembering the Lord. The goddess of fortune attained perfection by massaging the transcendental legs of Lord Mahavishnu Maharaj. Prithu attained perfection by worshipping the deities. Accrued perfection by prayers of Lord. Bajrangbali or Hanumanji attained the service by rendering the service to the Supreme Lord. And Arjuna attained perfection by being Krishna's friend. Bali Maharaj attained perfection by dedicating everything to the lotus feet of Krishna. Such are the devotees who are coming in the definition of Punya Shloka. We'll further move on to the verse which was talked about today, where glorification of Vaman Dev as a dwarf incarnation in the pastime with Bali Maharaj has been there. So we know the story that when Indra was being, Bali Maharaj was conquering the planets, including the heavenly planets. Indra was very turbulated. He approached Lord, and Lord appeared as a Vaman incarnation with this, by being the son of Aditi and Kashyap Muni, to save him, and went to Bali Maharaj. So there are some discussions about how that discussion went, and we'll take some lessons out of it today. So the first verse which I'm taking here is what Bali Maharaj said, that how the materialists think of God. So Bali Maharaj Vacha, Shri Bali Vacha, Aho Brahma Dayada Vachastha Vriddha Sammata Tvambalo Bali Shamati Sarvatham Prati Abhodo Yatha. So Bali Maharaj is, who is the son of Virochana, he is talking about that to his spiritual masters, and spiritual master was talking about that, you know, how one should be there. So, he was talking to Vamandev when he asked for the three paces of the land. He said that you have been talking about like a very learned person, but you are just asking three steps of the land. So when God is asking something, what we can give to him. God is unlimited. Everything is, you know, belongs to him. We cannot offer anything to God from our own side except for our love and devotion. Whatever for material possessions we are giving is just like, you know, the water of Ganges offered to Ganges. So Bali Maharaj is talking about God in that way, that, you know, you being a dwarf incarnation, you are a Brahmana. At this time, he's just treating God as Brahmana and saying that you are coming here and asking for something which is not sufficient. I am the king of, you know, such a big dynasty. I have so much of land, and you're just asking the three pieces of the land. So one should not underestimate God in any way, even if God is just asking the three steps, because he is unlimited. And nobody in the material world has any understanding of the vibhutis or the attributes of the Lord. So we cannot be understanding him by our material knowledge. So Bali Maharaj was referring that your instructions are very good for those learned and elderly persons. Nevertheless, you are a boy and your intelligence is insufficient. You are just very prudent in regards to your self-interest. You are not able to decide what you are asking for. Krishna is Bhuktaram, Yajna Tapasam. He is Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the Lord of all Lords. He is Maheshwaram, the Param Supreme Controller. And he's the possessor of everything. He is the owner and receiver of all these sacrifices and austerities. So when he is getting everything what anybody else can give to him, but here that understanding is not reflected. This is how the materialistic people think. They just think that whatever I am giving to anyone is my own contribution. I own the credit of getting anything and giving it. Even when somebody is giving to God, I gave the donation. Please put my name on there so that people know I have donated. So that is nothing but just the material sense gratification. One should be satisfied with one, you know, whatever the person is receiving as the destiny. One should not be discontented. Now here, Bali Maharaj is having everything, but he internally has that I can grow, get more and get more. That's why Lord has to appear as Vamandev to stop him. So that should not be objective. We should be contented with what we have for our bare minimum survival. And then we should be spending rest of the energy in devotional service. If that is not done, then rest of the activities are described in Bhagavatam as Shrama Eva Hi Kemalam. They are just energy utilization, hard labor without any fruitive results. Sukracharya, who is the guru of Bali Maharaj at that point in time, warns him about Bali Maharaj and reveals the identity of Vamanadev. Shri Shukro Vacha Esha Virochane Shakshat Bhagavan Vishnur Avyaya Kashyapad Adita Jato Devanam Karya Sadhaka. So he's saying, Shukracharya Vacha, this boy who is in a form of a dwarf incarnation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan, Vishnu, right? Who is appearing as the son of his father, Kashyap, and mother, Aditi. He is the Jataha. He is the born out of them. And he is here for Devanam Karya Sadhaka. For interest of the Devatas, he is here. He is warning and he is revealing the identity of Lord Vamandev. So he is telling Bali Maharaj that this personality who is in the dwarf incarnation is actually the son of Aditi and Kapil Kashyap Muni, and he is here to favor the demigods. You are in danger. By promising that you will give him the 3 paces of land, you have actually done a foolish decision. You are not knowing where you are going to land, because he's the supreme personality of Godhead, and he could sense and tell him that, you know, he is going to take everything which is there in entire universe from you in just 3 steps. So in 2 steps, he covered everything, and the third one was still available. And he was warning Bali Maharaj that you will not have anything for your livelihood, because when you will give everything, what you will do? Because you will not have any possession. Being a grastha, one needs artha for the value of continuing the life. So Bali Maharaj and conversation is going on, and he is giving the instruction that how the charity should be given. So Shukracharya was telling Bali Maharaj, which he was repeating, the rules of giving the charity. Dharmasya yasasya ritya kamya swajanya kamya swajanaya cha panchadha vibhajan vittam ihamurte cha modate. So vibhajan should be done, division should be done in 5 different objectives. For what? Dharmasya, that is the religious purpose. For one's reputation, yashasya. Arthaya, for increasing one's opulence. Kamaya, for sense gratification. And swajanyacha, for maintaining one's family. One who is a householder should be giving the charity in this way. Therefore, one who is in full knowledge should divide the accumulated wealth in 5 parts, for religion, reputation, opulence, sense gratification, and for the maintenance of the family. Such a person is happy in the world and in the next. One should not give entire thing, because if one is giving, then he will not have anything left for these 5 purposes. That is the materialistic thinking. Devotees, on the other hand, are ready to sacrifice anything and everything for the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami also instructed that, you know, one should give 25% for the own self, 25% for the member of the family, and just 50% should be given as a contribution for the welfare of the ISKCON society. And that is the Vedic injunction. This is the Shastric conclusion. Learned scholar, do not praise the charity which is in endangers for one's own livelihood. That is what is the instruction coming out from Shukracharya. But Bali Maharaj further goes and give couple of reasons for why this charity is should be given. So Bali Maharaj is now giving back arguments to his own guru as a reasoning for why he considered this chanting charity is good. Shri Balirvacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Grahame Dhinam Artham Kamam Yasho Vrityam Yona Bhadate Karchahit. So Bali Maharaj said, it is truth, you know, Bhagavata, by your greatness, is referring to his guru as Bhagavata. A guru is person Bhagavata. What you have already said, Proktam, that one should be giving it for religious purpose, and Agrahamedidam, especially the person for householder, should have the money saved for economic development, sense gratification, reputation, religious. These all are very true. I agree that what you are saying. But he adds a little bit to that it is the religious principle. He said, I also think that. You already stated that these are the reasons, the economic development, sense gratification, means of livelihood, religious, a real occupation as a duty of the householder. So I am doing my religious principle, which is giving donation for all these things so that I get all these things in return. Then he gives the second reason. Sachaham vitta lobhena pratyakshast katham dvijam pratishrutyah tatamiti praharitha kativo yatha. A person who is a brahmana, I am such a person that if I become greedy for money, and I don't give the charity for what I have promised, it will be cheating the Brahmana. So I should give everything what I have promised, because I am the great grandson of Maharaj Prahlad. What will be ancestors thinking about me, that the great grandson of Maharaj Prahlad promised to give charity to a Brahmana and then he's rejecting it. I should not be doing it. That's a infamy towards the ancestrals and me. I am the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. How can I withdraw my promise? Because of greed for money. Now, because I have promised, I cannot withdraw from the greed. When I have already said that, I shall give this land. So how can I behave like an ordinary cheater? I am not an ordinary cheater, especially towards a Brahmana. The next verse Bali Maharaj spoke is, Nahi asityat paro dharma iti havocha bhuyar iyam sarvam sodham alam manya riti likha param naram. So now he is saying that there is nothing more sinful. Right? What is there? That it is very sinful, asatyat, which is being untruthful, and irreligion, adharma, if I do a sin towards a Brahman. And that sin of being a false person is so heavy that earth cannot bear it. That is also said that, you know, being a liar or a person who is giving, you know, who's bluffing other people, or, you know, thoka dete, like, don't know, those people are not the one who should be entertained anytime. So that is the purport of this, sorry, the translation of this verse, that there's nothing more sinful than being untruthful. Because of this, mother said once that I can bear heavy things except a person who is liar. There are many, you know, mountains on earth which are heavy, full of oceans are there, which are there. So earth can bear that, but earth is not able to bear the weight of a person who is a liar, and such a person is not something which is to be entertained. So that is another reason Bali Maharaj gave. The next reason Bali Maharaj is talking about is, yad yad dhasyati loksmin samparetam dhanadhikam tasya tyage nimittam kim viprasastunye nachete nachet. So he is saying to his Guru Maharaj that you can see that, you know, whatever one will leave at the time of death, this wealth, everybody is going to leave this wealth at the time of death. We have to get renunciated to that life, possessions in the living time only. So there is no harm in giving something little sooner in life, which ultimately one has to give up. Right? He's saying there is no point. That should be given to whom? To the Brahmana, to the Vipra. And then Srila Prabhupada is writing here that Brahmana, who is confidentially Lord Vishnu. So by now, Bali Maharaj is realizing that this Brahmana is Lord Vishnu. And Vipraha is translated into two meanings here. One is the Brahman, another is confidential. Confidentially, who is Lord. Right. So Bali Maharaj is realizing that he is Lord, and there is no harm in giving anything and everything which again anyway is a possession of Lord. What is the harm? Second reason is saying that ultimately at the time of that I have to renunciate all those things and leave. So why should not I understand now that I can give all the possessions, especially when the Lord is asking. So my Lord, you can also see that all the material possession of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at the time of death. We keep thinking that it belongs to me and we are attached. We are not able to sometimes even wisely spend our money or other possessions, especially in the service of Lord for giving the donation. People always think how more, how less I should be giving the donation. So therefore, if a Brahman, a Vamana Dev is not satisfied by whatever gift one is giving, why not please him with the riches, which is destined to lose at the time of death? I am going to lose it. I can just give it now and, you know, at least be able to make a Brahmana satisfied. So next reason for the charity he is giving in as is, Manasvina korna kikasya shobhanam yad artho komapaneya trukata kutha punar brahma vidham bhaveshtram tato vaturasya dadami vanchitam. So by giving this charity, I am going to gain because I am giving it to a Brahmana. So he is saying that whatever he wants, I will give it, for I will not be getting to poverty stricken, because giving charity is auspicious to a person who is in need for satisfying him. So by giving charity, a benevolent and a merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious. Eventually, when he gives charity to a person like your good self, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. Whenever we are giving something to Lord, it comes back multifold. That is something which we don't realize. We are always very miserly giving, and I'm talking about at least myself for sure. So we should not be doing that. And a person who is giving charity, even though the person is poverty stricken, is happy and successful spiritually. Lord has done that many times. People who are rich, he will take the riches. People who are in material opulences, he will give them more opulence to get them away from devotional service or towards him, if he wants to do so, if that is what is the desire of a person. So this is another message we are taking from this story. And finally, Bali Maharaj does the surrender to the Lord. So Bali Maharaj said here, Yati uttam shloka bhagavan mamitritam vacho vyalikam suravarya manyate karmitram tanna bhavet paralam bhavanam padam trityam kuru shrishni me nijam. So Bali Maharaj said, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the uttam shloka, yourself, if I'm not, I cannot allow my promise to be false, then you have taken up all the things of the entire universe in the two steps. Now, if I don't give you the third step, I'm actually falsifying my promise. My promise will become false. It will not stand truth anymore. So to safeguard myself from that cheating, I am offering myself. You can take the third step onto me, and you can conquer me as well. So Bali Maharaj said that, O Personality of Godhead, most worshipable of all the demigods, if you think that my promise has become false because I am not giving you the third step, I shall certainly rectify matters to make it truthful. I cannot allow my promise to be false. Please, therefore, place your third lotus footstep on my head. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Bali Maharaj has realized that. Bali Maharaj is a devotee, although he is born in a family of demons. Prahlad Maharaj was also born in the family of demons. His education was done by the demoniac teachers. His parents were demon, Hiranyakashipu. Bali Maharaj also is in the demoniac family, but they are one of the exalted devotees, which means that for being the devotee, we do not need any dependency. Even in a place which is totally adverse for doing a devotional service, one can be a great Mahajan and a Uttama Shloka, Punya Shloka, like Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj here is now surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doing Atmanivedan, not just by keeping the step on the body, but he is surrendering everything. Everything means his possessions, his service, his ego. He is not keeping anything. He is totally becoming the servant of Lord, that Lord Vishnu, I am in your footstep. Please accept me as your devotee and take everything what you have to take to give me the mercy. Although the Lord's purpose was to cheat Bali Maharaj. Here we should see that, his intention was to cheat Bali Maharaj to get everything so that he stops him from overtaking what he was taking from Indra. But in turn, Lord is very merciful. When Bali Maharaj surrendered himself, he got much more. Whatever Bali Maharaj has done, after that, there was a conversation going between the Lord and Bali Maharaj. And in that conversation, Prahlad Maharaj was being referred. And by the potency of Lord, Prahlad Maharaj appeared at the occasion, and he gave the final conclusion also. So when Prahlad Maharaj appeared there, he recited this verse. What did Prahlad Maharaj say? Shri Prahlad Vacha. Vaeva dattam padam indratam urjitam idam tav evya tatheva shobhanam manye mahanasya krityo hi anugraho vibhramsito yachirta atma mohanat. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, my dear Lord, you have given Bali Maharaj a great opulent kingdom, because after that Bali Maharaj was being given the planet of Sutala, which was very much opulent, more than the planet of Indra or heavenly planet. So Bali Maharaj is saying that you have given him a very, very great planet, which is much more opulent. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, your lordship, you have given him a position of Indram, of the king of heaven, Urjitam, very, very great, much more greater than what he was supposed to. But you have Hritam, you have taken away whatever he had. So by taking away whatever it was with Bali Maharaj, you have given him much more opulence, which is, you know, beyond his expectation. That is your mercy. So that is the mercy of the Lord, that how he shows mercy by showering opulences to the devotees. Krishna says that, you know, I will carry what you have and provide what you lack if you are dedicating. So, my Lord, it is your lordship who gave this Bali the great, very great opulence of the post of heavenly king. And now today, it is you who have taken it all away. And then I think you have acted with the equal beauty in both ways. Because his exalted position as the king of heaven was putting him in the darkness of ignorance, you have done him a very merciful favor by taking the opulence. Whenever God takes something, it is for our good. Whatever God gives us is for our good. We are not able to realize that. We seek at the superficial level or the external level, but not at the level of the bottom of it. The small story of the king and the servant is very famous, and which has been referred. I'm not sure if there's mentioned any scripture, but there's a good learning here, that a king was going with his minister in the forest. Fighting or doing the practice for the fighting, and during the fighting he cut his pinky finger. So the minister said, this is for the good, very good, you know, you just got your finger cut, you have saved, your hand is not cut. And the king was very angry. So king put him behind the prison, that, you know, he is actually saying that my finger cutting is good. And minister said, okay, this is very good, you have put me in the jail. And the king was not able to understand what happens, you know, what is the good in going to a prison. After some time, king was in the forest and was being lost in the forest while he was doing his practice for, you know, archery. And he was being captured by the tribals, who decided to give him as a sacrifice to their worshipable deity. While they were doing the sacrifice, they realized that the king has a finger cut, and it was not a Purna Ahuti, he was a already utilized body. So they rejected him. Then king realized that, oh, why did minister said that it is good, I got my finger cut. He went back and released the king, and then released the minister and asked that, you know, what was the good in you being going to the prison? I understand that, you know, my finger cut was good. So the minister said that, you always take me with you. If your finger would have been cut and they would have leaved you, and they would have taken me and sacrificed. So that is the good you did by putting me in the prison. So certain times we don't realize, but whatever God does is for our benefit, whether it is externally good or bad. You know, the devotees take everything as the mercy of God, and Prahlad Maharaj is endorsing that. So anything which comes in our life is all good, is all auspicious. It's never ever something which is not good. So we should accept with that sense. By the mercy of Lord, one gets all the material opulence, and Lord, when decides, can take it. And then when Lord defines, we should give it. So we should be very much available to utilize something in the service of Lord. We should accept it. And anything which is not favorable, we should be ready to reject it. So that's how the mercy comes. From Srimad Bhagavatam 8.22.32. This is the pastime which is discussed later in the later cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam for the Bali Maharaj and, you know, Vamandev. Tatvat sutalam adhyastam vishvakarma vinirmitam yato adhayo vadhyascha kalamstandra prabhavah nopasarga nivastam sambhavanti mamikshaya. So Lord orders Vishwakarma to decorate the Suthala planet much more opulent than the heavenly planets. And he said that I will be protecting that planet to make sure there are no misery pertaining to the body there. There is no fatigue there. There is no dizziness there. There is no laziness there. And nobody can defeat it. That will be the symptoms of that planet, which is Suthala. So until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of king of heaven, so he gave him the benediction that he would be the king of heaven. He's going to be the next Indra. And he shall live in the planet Suthala, which would be made by Vishwakarma according to Lord's order. And because it is specially protected by me, it is free from the mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat from all others, disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may go and live there peacefully. That is the planet where we are talking about Suthala. So here, Lord becomes the protector, you know, of the planet to make sure nothing of things like material miseries, fatigueness, dizziness, those things will be a disturbance. Any kind of disturbance has been guaranteed removed from the Lord as a mercy just by one process which Bali Maharaj accepted by surrendering himself, which is one of the limb of the devotional service. He did not do much more. So Vishwakarma is the engineer, and you know, he designs everything to the perfection by the Lord's will. Bali Maharaj, who will be becoming the next Indra, is what is being spoken here by Lord himself, that till the time he achieves the position of king of heaven, and king of heaven is Indra. So in the next Manvantara, which is going to come, Bali Maharaj is going to be King Indra. So here how, you know, he has been made a great hero by mercy of Lord, by one action of the devotional service. So there are, one of the purports says that there are many rascals, Srila Prabhupada is using, pardon me, I'm not using that word. So there are some rascals who are in the pure mode of ignorance, like Shishupal and Pondraka, who are totally absorbed in the meditation on the Lord as their enemy. And this fixed consciousness earned them liberation. When they are killed by Lord, they get liberation. So Lord is so merciful that even who is thinking totally for God as an enemy, he gets liberation. Putna got liberation. Putna was being poisoning the Lord, but because externally that act was as if she is breastfeeding, she got the position of a nurse. Others in the mixed condition of passion and ignorance associate with the Lord with a desire for position and prestige. Bali Maharaj sees himself as belonging to this category. He was possessor of great wealth, and he said, okay, you can ask whatever you want. And he said that your decision for three spaces is less. I have much more to give. So he was in a mixed mode of passion and ignorance. So that's why it said here. But yet Lord Vishnu favored him by becoming his doorkeeper in the subterranean region of Suthala planet. Now doorkeeper here, though the word is doorkeeper, but we don't take it as a doorkeeper in a literal sense that God is doing a menial service here. Though externally it appears, Lord took the menial position of a charioteer also for Arjuna. But being a charioteer, being a doorkeeper, Lord is our protector. We always say, Krishna, take my life, guide me. So guide me means he is a charioteer. That is not that he is literally a charioteer. But Krishna, protect me. He is my protector. The protector doesn't mean he is my bodyguard or he is protecting me. He is my whole and soul, the refuge. I don't have any other place. In that sense is what is the doorkeeper used here. Not in the literal sense that God is just, you know, standing outside 24/7 with the weapon and protecting. No, he is the protector for all the material miseries as we talked earlier. And he is protecting the Suthala planet and the devotees there. But this doorkeeper is in the form of the protector as a refuge. And that is what is in Suthala planet. So just as he favored the demons by killing and liberating them, and the Gandharvas, who are again proud that they are, you know, great in singing, he gave them the singing of his glories. On the other hand, Lord awards sense gratification to those demigods who are proud to bring down their mode of goodness and to bring them out of the delusion. By making them deluded, he makes them forget. So with that note, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. If there are any throughties, please fulfill that. Make any corrections. Correct me if I'm wrong. Make me learn. Vanchakalpaturabhascha kripa sindhuha eva cha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama anant koti vaishnavrind ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. I'm not sure that, you know, how much time do I took. If I hope I'm in time, and if we have some time, we can take some questions or comments rather.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful Nectarian class. So from the starting, you told about the Uttam Shloka and the Punya Shloka, like how the Lord is prayed, worshipped with so many words, chosen words. So Lord is has unlimited potency, unlimited words in which we pray for Him. So like how the father accepts the child, however he calls him. So that was really wonderful, the first thing which you told. And then about the Punya Shloka, about the surrender, and about Vaman Dev, full pastimes told from the Canto 8, the Chapter 20. So like how he gave charity, like how his identity, the rules of giving charity, and all, everything was nice, Prabhuji. And in Punya Shloka, you told about the shelter and the recitation, like each and every personality, how he is, you told about the shelter. So Shukadev Goswami, he got perfection by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, so like that. So everything, and Parikshit Maharaj took shelter of the Lord. So that's why he got perfection. And same way Bali Maharaj just got, he surrendered himself to the Lord. So that's why he was to a perfection. So it was very wonderful. And the conclusion is that whatever Lord gives us, he will, it's about to him. We just have to surrender only to him. What he gives, he will take away also, but still we have to have the full faith on him. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So devotees, please go ahead with, if you have any questions and realizations. And
Madhuri, just would like to add one thing before that. So thank you so much. What I said, you very nicely took all the notes and, you know, summarize this very well. Thank you so much for that. And one thing which I forgot to mention about is that while Bali Maharaj was instructed by his guru not to offer everything, he still rejected the orders of guru. Is another lesson here that when it comes to the matter of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even guru can be rejected if it comes between the service of the Lord. And, you know, we have also studied that in the initial, when people get initiation, you know, in the course for the and Harinam Diksha, that one question which comes here is that when should one be rejecting the Guru Maharaj, their Guru? So in that circumstances where Guru is talking about something which is against the principles of the Shastras, it is okay to reject the Guru. So just wanted to add that. But thank you so much, Mataji, for nicely summarizing and very nicely capturing all the points. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for that last one also, which you told about the guru's objection, like the devotee can do if it is not about the Shastras and if it is against the Lord. So devotees, please go ahead with questions. Baba Gopal Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very good lecture. Krishna Shita Das from Edmonton. Prabhuji, just a comment. I don't know, I heard, Bali Maharaj being the gatekeeper of Sutala, he also gets constant association of the Supreme Lord.
Yes, Prabhuji, that is true.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes.
The last thing which you told about the doorkeeper was really amazing. We say, okay, Lord is now the doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj in Sutala planet. But still, so the doorkeeper is not that means the exactly the security guard which we see in the material world. He is the protector of all. Obviously, in the material world, he sits in everyone's heart and he is protecting everyone. So that was really very nice, Prabhuji. So... yeah. So next, any devotees, any questions or realizations, please go ahead. Yes, Sundari Ma'am.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful, yes, class. Sir. Wonderful class. It was such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association. And we look forward again for your association in the future. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada, who has very nicely defined these verses and brought us. and to our Gurujanas who have written commentary so that we can understand the inner meaning. We are not able to understand any of the languages, neither Hindi, which is our mother tongue, neither English, which is our second tongue, and what to talk about Sanskrit. And we are able to deliver this message because we are just reciting as a parrot what they have given. So all glories to Gurujanas for doing a job. I am just delivering the same message as I have heard.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for beautiful, beautiful class and very detailed class, Prabhuji, and very nice PPT too. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharajas. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I had tasted the prasadam that you cooked. Now today I have heard the wonderful, wonderful. Whatever you do is wonderful, Prabhu. That's your glory. All glories to your Guru Maharaj. And every point was so, you know, so relevant. One thing that I just wanted to know, Prabhu, like a confusion, that when you said like, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita purport that even if he is called Achyuta, so he's a chariot driver, but he does not become any less of God. That's what we understand from Bhagavad Gita purports. At the same time, he was taking the kicks of Arjuna to go left, right, or at center. So he is, and that is the part not to reduce, but that is like, I was hearing recently Gaurangdarshan Prabhu's class, he says that his real opulence is his relationship with his devotees. So that's his glory and not his, it's like a bhushana for him and not a dushana on him. So it's a decoration on him being a god. He's ready to become such a, you know, he's ready to do the menial service for us. And that can be also a lesson as a devotee of his. If our god can become, you know, servant to his devotee, why can we not become a servant to his devotee? Like servant of the servant of the servant concept. And so it's not that he is not doing the minimum service, but he does not, menial service, but he does not become any less of a god. Is that the understanding correct, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada has given this example at many occasions in a different context where he talks about that how is Lord Vishnu and Krishna different. And he gives the example of a judge. When a judge is in the court, he is as Lord Vishnu, and there he is being addressed as Your Majesty. And you know, nobody dares to talk against his wish. When he enters the court, everybody will stand. When he says order, order, everybody will be quiet, no matter what their position is. But the same personality of judge when comes back home as Lord Krishna in his old original form, he plays with his grandchildren, where the judge is acting like a horse and the kids are climbing on him and they are kicking him, they are pulling his ears, and he is enjoying that. Now, at that point in time, does the judge loses his position and he's no more a judge? He's still a judge. It is his loving affection that he does anything and everything for the pleasure of the loved ones, which in this case are the devotees. Krishna accepted the menial service for his loving relationship to Arjun. And Arjun knew that, but Krishna was very willingly accepting it. Although Krishna was acting as a chariot driver, still, Arjun knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and never ever, you know, thought that he is just a chariot driver. And same is the doorkeeper here. That doorkeeper is a protector. He is just standing as a protector, but not a literal meaning of the doorkeeper. So, yes, that should be our understanding, that Krishna never loses his position. And we should always take that if we are doing any menial service to anyone, it doesn't make any difference on my identity as well. So people many times think, you know, I will take this service, I will take that service. Pujari service is much more, attracted service. I will do Sunday Aarti because 200 people will be seeing me in the temple. I will not wash the pots in the temple during the program which is going on. Nobody will know who has done the pot washing and all, because those names are never told. But Krishna looks at everything, whatever one is doing. And we should take that as a learning, that any service is not menial. If Krishna can take a service of a doorkeeper and a chariot driver, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why I cannot take the worship of cleaning pots or, you know, bathrooms or toilets?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. So that's how Krishna gets the name of Bhakta Vatsala, I believe, Prabhu, right? Yeah. And I just want to add on last thing that, Prabhu, nobody makes pizza and chole bhature like you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Hare Bol, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji.
Prabhuji, I just wonder, like, the beautiful class, thank you for that. Now, this Sutta Loka, because it's protected by the Lord, would it be considered spiritual, like, as a planet?
So, it still comes under the material division of the whole thing. It's not a spiritual planet. It is not eternal. It is not going to stay forever. But during the time of an annihilation, it's going to go away. It has been protected by the Lord. Yes, it is the energy of the Lord, but it is not a spiritual energy of the Lord. It is the material energy of the Lord. Lord is protecting us also. Lord is protecting this planet Earth also. When the Earth was being taken out of his orbit by Hiranyaksha, Lord appeared as a form of a boar and protected the Earth. Though the Lord, you know, raised the Earth with his tusk, still Earth is a material place. So the place itself is material, but the environment can be spiritualized by observing the presence of Lord. So we have deities at our home, we have deities in temple, we have devotees around us. That is why a place is called as a dham. Srila Prabhupada used to say that anywhere where there are devotees, there is Krishna Katha going on, and that place is called as dham. No matter whether Lord appeared there personally or not, but he's present in his form of name, pastimes, you know, vigraha, anything. So the place is spiritualized, but not spiritual. I hope that helps, Mataji, of the question you were asking, if I understood it correctly.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Prabhuji, there is one question in the chat. Why is there no Trayodashi this time on ISKCON calendar? There is Ekadashi tomorrow, then Rukmini Devadashi, then Narasimha Chaturdashi. Any info?
I'm not an astrologer, Mataji, but there are certain days when there are tithis which are combined and overlapped. And because of that reason, some of the tithis are not appearing on the calendar directly. But I think we can check with somebody who is an expert in that. I don't have that much of knowledge on the calendars, you know, how they work on. Sorry about that. But that's my understanding, that oftentimes there are overlapping and tithis, wherein one tithi predominantly takes over the other one. And because of the time gap is so less, it's not as important to mention that tithi on the calendar.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Baba Gopal Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Previously, you said something about Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna, about how Prabhupada said, you know, like the example of the judge. And I remember reading somewhere, I don't know where I read it, Prabhupada gave an example. Somebody had a meeting with, I believe it was the Prime Minister of England, or I don't recall the name. He went there, he waited, and for 5-6 hours, and because he had a meeting, and then he became impatient and he tried to open the door, and surprisingly there, this minister was not doing anything. He had his grandchild climbing on his back and he was just playing with him. And I don't know where I read this, Prabhu, but Prabhupada did quote this example as well.
That is true, Prabhuji. I have also heard about that. Don't recall that. But even if we don't take that, most of us are having a reputable position in our corporate world, where we are managers, we are managing 20 people, we are managing 50 people, and we are taking great responsibilities. But when we come back at our home, we lose all those things and we are just a husband, a wife, a father. Our children will not listen to us. They will shout on us. They will complain to us. So we also have those things, what to talk about Krishna, and we are getting that because it's in Krishna. So that's very much evident. And I think there's no room for any doubt. So what you are saying is absolutely right. There's no surprise that even a person like, you know, who is the king of UK is playing with the children, because they do have a relationship as well. And there's a mellow in the relationship. And that's how we get the exchange of relationship. If everybody treats us in our home also just like a boss, we'll not be very much favorable or, you know, towards the family, and be able to be share our things with them and get their sharing as well. And then there will be no interest in the relationship. So these are the parts of the relationship, and Krishna exchanges them too. And we do.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
So you very rightly said, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for that analogy which you gave about the chief minister. So thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. And there are some glorification about the class in the chat. So everyone is saying it's amazing class and such a wonderful class and story of Bali Maharaj. And it says like what our attitude should be and why. So by Megha Mataji. Then Shukha Mataji is saying, Aham Bhakta Parayana, verse very clearly. So Krishna says that. So that's what Shukha Mataji is saying. And then Raj Prabhuji is saying, hopefully he will have some pizza and chole bature, which is prepared by you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Raj Prabhu, you are always welcome to visit to North Carolina. Can you stay with us and allow us to serve? We'll be more than happy to fulfill all your desires, which we can. By pizza, yeah. And, you know, very small desires. If hopefully we can fulfill that, so please give us an opportunity. Thank you so much.
Yes, Prabhuji, hopefully. So, devotees, if no more questions or realizations, let's end our call here. We'll pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful time association. It was such a wonderful, amazing class. It's all with all the shlokas and the pastimes which you narrated. So we hope to see you again in future. Devotees, let's pay our obeisances. Vancha Kalpa Tripasya
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for wonderful class.